Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again this week with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and we praise you and we thank you, Father. We thank you and praise you for the beautiful days that you give us, even with the trials and tests we know they're going to have. Because we know that many are the trials and tests of the righteous. But Lord, you said you deliver us out of them all. So Father, I worship you and I praise you and thank you that you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods. And I ask you to give me and all the people that will be listening today revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of these mighty things we're talking about in the area of curses. Lord, so we will understand what we're supposed to do and how to break them. And may you bless us with knowledge and revelation and wisdom as we read your mighty word today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, the last couple of weeks, or last few weeks, we've been talking about curses, being able to tell how you're under a curse or knowing if you're under a curse or not, because there's only two realms in the Word of God, and that's blessings and curses. It leaves no in-between ground. According to God's Word, you're either obedient to Him and serving Him and walking in the blessings, or you're disobedient to Him and you're walking in the curses. And we've been talking about many different things that will let you know whether you're under a curse or not. Now, one of the things, because of what's written in Deuteronomy 28, verses 21 through 61, these are some of the things that you, or some of the ways you can tell if you're under a curse. Now, if you have a repeated or chronic sickness, and especially if it appears to be a hereditary disease, now you just don't realize how often that parents will pass down to their children diseases. And of course, the doctors have recognized this because they will ask you when you go to the doctor, you know, was your mother or your father sick with this disease, and so on and so forth. And they can tell a whole lot about what's going to happen to you about what happened to your parents. Well, now that only has to happen until you become a man or a woman of faith and you begin to believe God's mighty word. It's unfortunate today that most of the people are not believers in God's mighty word. Even good Christian people that go to church still don't believe this mighty book, because it is an awesome book. So anyway, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 21 through 61, it lists these plagues such as incurable, extraordinary, fearful, prolonged, lingering, malignant. Now, these are some of the things that are listed, that the things that will go along with a curse. Now, I don't like any of those, but that's just the way it is. The thing about it is, you don't have to be under that realm of judgment, because you don't have to walk in sin. Now, if you walk in obedience to God's word, then all those curses will not come upon you. Now, here's some more of the ways you can tell if you're under a curse of some kind, and one of them is barrenness. Lots of barrenness in your family, or a tendency to miscarry, or related female problems. Now, I've experienced this many times in ministering to the ladies, that a woman can't have babies. You can find out what the curse is. You can repent of it. You can break the curse. And then you can pray the prayer of faith. And many times I have seen men and women, the family, I've seen the woman get pregnant when after years of trying, she could not get pregnant. Now then, this tendency to miscarry. When you see a woman that says, well, I have miscarried three children, I'm telling you, more than likely, that woman is under some kind of a curse. Or if she has any kind of repeated female problems, like so many women today have hysterectomies. Not virtually, every one of those could be stopped if they would just believe God's mighty word. Now then, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 18, the word of God says, "Cursed is the fruit of your womb." Now, this is children. This is talking about your children. Now, if Deuteronomy 28:18 says, "Cursed is the fruit of your womb," that means clearly, if you're a sinner walking in sin and you have a baby, it says that your child will be cursed. Now, more than likely, most menstrual disorders are the results of a curse. I don't know how many different ladies in my life that I have ministered to that would, as a pastor, they would share with you in the confines of another woman or two that they've had some kind of a disorder in the womanly functions of their body. And whenever you tell them about the curses and the blessings, whenever these women are willing to repent of their sins, and many of them have had very difficult cramps and stomach cramps and things like that during their monthly cycles and so forth. But after you get sins confessed, and a lot of time it's just the sin of unbelief, an evil, unbelieving heart, just like Hebrews 3:12 says, when they repent of their unbelief, that sin will be forgiven, and then they can walk without those female problems. It's absolutely amazing the things that you learn when you read God's Word. Another one is a breakdown of families and marriages. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 41, many people today have lost their children to drugs, sex, satanic music, and every form of the occult because of what it says there in Deuteronomy 28. People just absolutely will not serve the living God. Even people that come to church. People that come to church, you would think that those people would be absolutely holy people. But so many of them just come to church, and then they wonder why all these bad things happen to them. Now, if somebody is continuing in financial insufficiency. Now, I don't know how many people that come to me as a pastor of a church and say, "Brother, I need you to pray for me because my finances continue to fall off." I said, "Are you tithing?" Well, no, I cannot afford to tithe. Well, there's your problem. You have not tithed. And sometimes some of those people will say, "Yes, I am tithing." And I will have to say, "Well, do you give happily and joyfully to the Lord?" "Well, no, I can't afford to give joyfully." He said, "It's a struggle when I write that check for 10%. I said, "You might as well keep it all because you're not getting any rewards. You're still under a curse." Because even in the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians 9, starting with verse 6, the Lord tells us clearly that He loves a joyful giver. So with the same measure we use to give, will it be returned unto us? So we need to make sure that when we give joyfully unto the Lord and not as unto man. But if a person is not willing to ask the Lord to forgive them and walk in a time of tithing, they will never come to a place, chances are, where they will ever have their finances will be more than enough. In Deuteronomy 28:17 and 29, it says, "Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading trough." Now, you will be unsuccessful in all that you do. Now, prosperity is a blessing, and poverty is a curse. So that's where it is. Prosperity is a blessing. Poverty is a curse. So whatever you do, don't live in that realm where the curses are. Walk holy before God. Walk in obedience to His Word. Make sure you go to church. And make sure you give the Lord the first 10% of all of your increase. It's really just quite simple. when you really read this, and you read this book as an owner's manual, it means exactly what it says. You do not have to have a doctor of theology to explain God's Word to you. Now, there is some of it that's very, very complex, I will have to say. But as a rule, you do not need a doctor of theology to explain God's Word to you. Just do what it says. Now then, some of the other things, after continuing financial insufficiency, one of the next things I've come to realize that's the truth is that some people are just accident prone. It doesn't seem to make any difference what you do. Everything goes wrong. Now then, Deuteronomy 28:29 says, "You shall grope as a blind man in darkness." Now let me give you a couple of examples of like that. In other words, one of the examples of groping in darkness is that you break your bones too easy. I mean, you just break bones. People break their arms. Sometimes they break their ankle twice a year. I've just seen all kinds of things happen like this. That person's under a curse. If the breaking of bones break too easily, the man's under a curse. In other words, if you fall down and twist your ankle, it just seems like every time you go anywhere and do anything, you get your ankle twisted, and it's always swelled up to twice its size. Or if you fall downstairs and twist them or hurt them. Or for some people, there just seems to be an invisible force at work that causes too many problems in their life. Now, this invisible force is really there. It's called a demon. Now, more than likely, it is a curse at work in your life. So you need to make sure that you get your sins confessed, you break the curses, and start walking holy before God. So then if you have a history of suicides or unnatural deaths in your family, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it lists many ways to die if you do not keep God's rules or His laws. So whatever you do, make sure that you walk holy before God, because if you do not sin as a child of the King, if you do not sin, the evil one cannot touch you. That's in 1 John 5:18. So make sure that you strive to walk holy before God with no sin in your life. Now, I'd like to invite you to call me, and I'd be happy to send you a CD or whatever these teachings or audio and video types of other teachings that we do. And the phone number is 940-242-2106. Also, I'd like to invite you out to our church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. And the second Saturday of every month, we have a healing school. We teach you how to walk in divine health. And if you're sick, we'll teach you how to get healed by the Lord. So come to our healing school the second Saturday of every month. We would love to have you. It starts at 1 p.m. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.